This goes to Dr. Sahay, S-A-H-A-Y. Fax is 989-956-9165. And Carly, C-A-R-L-E-Y, Huelskamp, H-U-E-L-S-K-A, M like Mary, P like Paul, P-A-C, fax 989-775-6140. Regarding Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, Armentrout. Date of birth 9/26/54. Dear Dr. Sahay and Miss Huelskamp, H-U-E-L-S-K-A-M-P. This is a consultation for Mrs. Armentrout, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which were progressively worse in 2024. She does have a 10-year history of chronic lymphocytic leukemia. That's initially she chose not to do any type of treatment. And the levels were reportedly not high enough to be too concerned about. However, recently she's been having worsening kidney function and has decided to start I am like Mary, B-R-U-V-I-C-A, for treatment of the chronic lymphocytic leukemia. That had to be shipped from specialty pharmacy to her home, and that has arrived. And so hopefully that will be started soon. She has had a long history of high blood pressure and multiple blood clots, venous blood clots, in the right leg and then the left common ileal vein. Also, she's had pulmonary embolism. They initially thought that the DVT in the right leg was due to hormone replacement therapy. She used an estrogen patch after her hysterectomy. But also, if the chronic lymphocytic leukemia had been smoldering, it's possible that that was part of it also. However, she also had, she's had DVTs in both sides and has had stents and removal of the clots in both legs. She had the right iliac leg stented 10/28 of 2020, and then the left leg, two veins were done in June of 21. She does have an active lung nodule that's being watched by CT scan. She does state that she recently stopped her Crestor just because she was on so many meds and thought she shouldn't take too many. But she didn't realize that she should be taking that med, and she will resume taking it. She is anticoagulated with warfarin, and she uses the local Coumadin clinic for monitoring INRs. She has also been on lisinopril 40 milligram daily for hypertension for many, many years without change. And she denies the use of oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Currently, no headaches or dizziness. She does have intermittent problems with nausea, none currently. No vomiting, no dysphagia. No current constipation or diarrhea, no blood or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Occasional stress incontinence. Occasional nocturia, usually 1 to 2 times a night if she has it. No current dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. And minimal edema of the lower extremities that is stable. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, chronic lymphocytic leukemia for 10 years, a history of histoplasmosis, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hyperlipidemia, obstructive sleep apnea, history of migraine headaches, diverticulosis, enlarged spleen, and left lung nodule. Past surgical history, she had a left breast biopsy that was benign, bilateral carpal tunnel release, cholecystectomy, colonoscopy for colon polyp, total abdominal hysterectomy and bilateral scalping oophorectomy. She had a knee scope, tonsillectomy, and the vein leg stents October of 2020 on the right, and left leg stents 6 of 21. Social history, the patient does not smoke. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married, lives with husband, and is retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, diabetes, hypertension, stroke, congestive heart failure, hyperlipidemia, colon cancer, a daughter had ovarian cancer, and jaw cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies, medications, vitamin D3, 50,000 units daily. She'll be starting the IMBRUVICA 420 milligram once a day after labs are back and reviewed. Zofran 8 milligram every 8 hours as needed for nausea. Ferrous sulfate 324 milligram once a day. Lisinopril 40 milligram daily. Warfarin per Coumadin clinic. Protonix 40 milligram daily. Imodium is 2 milligram PRN diarrhea, zinc 5 milligram daily, and Crestor 10 milligram daily. She will restart that. Physical exam, height 68 inches, weight 248 pounds, pulse is 60, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 130 over 68. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with midline uvula. Neck is supple. Minimal lymphadenopathy. Nothing suspicious or everything is movable, soft, non-tender. No carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Spleen is enlarged and tender. No liver enlargement, no ascites, extremities, 1+ edema of lower extremities bilaterally without ulcerations or lesions. And labs, most recent labs, we do have a uric acid we asked for today, and that was elevated at 7.9. She is asymptomatic and does not have symptoms of gout. CBC, white count is 46.6, hemoglobin 10.1, platelets 148,000. Lymphocytes are very elevated, neutrophils low, monocytes elevated. And creatinine is 1.35. That's improved. The previous level done 9/20 of 24 was 1.47. So GFR is 42, and the previous level was 38. Calcium 9.2. Sodium is 138. Potassium 4.4. Carbon dioxide 24. Albumin 4.3. Phosphorus is 3.9. Intact parathyroid hormone is pending, as well as actually phosphorus level is 3.9, so that is stable. Electrolytes are also normal, 138 sodium, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 24. She has had a history of high potassium levels. We also have a CT scan of the albumin, abdomen and pelvis with contrast. That was done 8/22 of 24. In the kidneys, no evidence of hydronephrosis. Ureters appeared normal. The bladder was unremarkable and no evidence of obstruction. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. To start the Imbruvica for chronic lymphocytic leukemia, and history of hyperkalemia, hypertension. We've asked the patient to get labs today, which she actually did, and the only thing pending is the intact parathyroid hormone. Then we want to monitor those at least monthly. Since the Imbruvica is not expected to cause tumor lysis syndrome or be especially aggressive in changing levels, labs could be checked monthly or every 2 weeks or whatever you decide. And we did ask the patient to continue following a low potassium diet as she's had a history of high potassium levels within the last 6 months and required KX-late treatment to get that down. The patient does travel to Florida and Georgia for the winter. She will be leaving in January, and she won't be back until the end of April. So we'll do a follow-up visit after she gets back to Michigan, which will be early May. But we've asked her to continue to get labs for us monthly while she's in Florida and Georgia. And Dr. Sahai has recommended she start allopurinol, 100 milligram once daily, to continue to suppress uric acid level. And we will check to see if there's any treatment that should be done to lower that uric acid even more just prior to starting the Imbruvica medications. We will be checking with her, and she will advise. And then the patient will be notified. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente, and this was a prolonged service. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.